Everton Football Club has taken a significant step towards moving to a new home on the city's waterfront after agreeing a deal with Peel Holdings to buy land at Bramley Moor Dock. The Blues have also secured a financial partnership with Liverpool City Council, which is hoped will enable them to take out a loan to build the stadium. Our reporter Phil Cooper is here to explain more on this because it is quite complicated. Phil, this has been in the pipeline for some time. How important is this development today?
Well, what we don't have today are any designs on how the stadium might look or how big it might be. That's all for further down the line. What we do have, though, is the first really committed step by the club. They've agreed a deal, as you say, to buy the land at Bramley Moor Dock from Peel Holdings. Now, some reports have suggested Peel initially wanted around £30 million for the site, but that the true figure will be a lot less. In truth, we don't know yet just how much the club will pay, but those terms have been agreed. So that's step one. Step two is, how do you actually pay for a brand new £300 million stadium? Now, the quickest way to do it is to take out a loan with an investment company or a hedge fund. The problem there, though, is that there aren't many companies who will do that for a business the size of Everton. So the council is stepping in to help. Now, in simple terms, the council will act as a guarantor for any loan the club takes out. So if you think perhaps about someone trying to buy their first home, their mum and dad might act as guarantors for the mortgage. It's the same kind of principle here. In return, the council will receive a security fee from Everton of more than £4 million a year. The Mayor of Liverpool, Joe Anderson, has told us it's a great deal for all parties involved.
It won't cost Liverpool City Council taxpayers any funding or any money at all. Indeed, the reverse is true, that Liverpool City Council, ousted the deal for that security, will receive a substantial amount of money in excess of £4.4 million a year if we do reach an agreement that that's what we're going to do with Everton Football Club. So for us, it's a great deal. We're spending no money. It also is a fantastic deal for the city because it also helps us revitalise North Liverpool.
That part of North Liverpool Joe Anderson's talking about there also includes the Thames streets, the Liverpool water scheme as well. Peel have got lots of regeneration plans for the waterfront. Mayor Anderson says a new stadium for Everton would act as a catalyst for other developments.
Surely, though, there is an element of risk for the council here. What if Everton default on the loan further down the line, for example?
You would think so, yes. I mean, Liverpool fans will remember those promises made by Tom Hicks and George Gillette all those years ago about a new stadium on Stanley Park. That never came to fruition, of course. There are obviously going to be risks involved, aren't there? There could be a downturn in the global economy, such as Liverpool saw a few years ago. There could be a sudden drop in the TV rights, perhaps. What if the club is relegated? Everton fans won't like me saying that. But those are all risks that the club will have to, and the council will have to think about. It's a 40-year plan to repay the money, so there is a lot that could happen in that time. Mayor Anderson, though, is confident the risk to the council has been minimised because of the kind of deal they've agreed. He says they've made sure that the security they provide is provided to them in return.
Liverpool City Council will have first take on season tickets, on the players themselves, on the naming rights, on the ownership of the stadium and of the television rights, substantial. And what Everton Football Club are also going to do is put money annually into an account, and we could put the 4.4 million into an account to make sure that we've got a reserve, that if anything does go wrong, that we're covered. But we're confident, absolutely confident, and we wouldn't take a risk, and I wouldn't take a risk that wasn't a secure one in any way, shape or form that jeopardised the council.
So what happens now then? Have we been given any kind of time scale on when the work might begin on the new stadium?
Well, first of all, this financial arrangement has to be ratified by the council at a meeting next Friday. Then Everton can start looking for the loan they need, probably in excess of £300 million. They can start working on a planning application as well. Nick Cavana is Director of Regeneration at Liverpool City Council. He's confident about the whole process. He says at no point have Everton been in a stronger position to secure that funding for a new stadium.
The club is in a strong financial position. The City Council is in a strong financial position. And that loan in excess of £300 million is entirely doable, and we'll be appealing to the financial sector. With that in mind, given there hasn't been that surety for Everton in the past, they can go forward on a positive basis here. The hurdles of planning, the hurdles of dealing with, you know, the build and everything else, they're all doable. They're just construction projects. This is about, is it affordable? And we now know the answer to that is yes.
Everton's chief executive Robert Elston says he hopes they can get planning approval at some point early next year. Joe Anderson says the agreement they've come to today could mark the beginning of a new and exciting chapter in the club's history.